from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
We bask in the afterglow of a Boston Celtics championship, and by that I mean have to listen to some of the most obnoxious fans in America, Boston fans, love you, James, gloat about finally getting it done for the first time since 2008. I do have to say, I kind of really like this basketball team. The more I think about this team's run through the postseason, this team's run through the NBA Finals, the more that I really think about what this team did this year, the more I find myself kind of falling in love with the Boston Celtics. The more I kind of start to really like the attitude of this team, because, you know, I go back and I think about a lot of the teams that have won in years gone by. And I don't care if you go with LeBron and the C's or the Lakers, or if you go with Steph and Draymond and the Dubs. I don't care what team you go with. This team, a team that I do think has two bona fide superstars in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. This team, I think, great one. Is it the least ego-driven team that we have seen in years gone by? The only team that I would say is even in the mix was last year's Nuggets, right? And I think that says something. Because if I go back before that, the Golden State Warriors, whether you love them or whether you hate them, were an ego-driven team. Draymond Green being the primary one. Steph Curry to some degree in the same boat. I go back and I look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I love. I do. I'm a big fan. Gave me one of my favorite clips that we play. That was it. That was to some degree an ego-driven team. The Lakers, the Dubs. After the two-peat, they lost to Cleveland before that. They had one before that. I think you got to go back to a decade ago. The last title from the Spurs in 2014. To find the last time that I could genuinely look at a team and say that was not an ego-driven team. But I think the last 2 years, frankly, and maybe you could even argue three with the Dubs, there is, I think, a bit of an era change taking place right now around the NBA. And that era change is that you are starting to see, and I do think this is a good thing, though I do not know that it will translate to, say, television ratings. We have proven time and time and time and time and time and time again, and we're about to do it again, by the way, with golf. And I'll include that in this conversation here in just moments. We are seeing more and more frequently a reality that television ratings are driven by individual athletes, not great teams, right? Here's the golf one. The U.S. Open this weekend, Sunday was the most watched round of a U.S. Open since 2013. Why? Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy. A large number of people tuned in to see either Rory not choke or to see Rory choke. A good number of people checked in to either watch Bryson DeChambeau win and aggravate some people or lose and overjoy some people. That's why those numbers were big. It wasn't because Pinehurst number two did anything special that other courses hadn't done. It's not because there were some different guys out there than what we're used to seeing. No, no. It was simply because we had two big personalities that were getting after it. Does it feel, even though Jason Tatum did look a little more lively than he had been in years not gone by, but did it feel great one, like when you were watching Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis and Derek White? During games, there was never a spot where it felt like the guys wearing green and white were bigger than what was happening in that moment. I didn't feel that way about Luka Doncic, for instance.
This is a hard one for me because in the NBA, I always follow a player. Mm-hmm. I never follow a team, and I don't think I'm going to change from that. And maybe that's Boston to me, and I know they just won the championship. We're like, meh. I mean, good for them. I guess maybe if you grew up in the city, or maybe your dad was a Bird fan and he passed it on to you, and so you're sure. That's your team, that type of thing. But in NBA, it's never been that for me. So to me, they're kind of boring. And I know they won, but they're still kind of boring. At least Denver has a star.
See, and I think that's kind of exactly what I'm saying here. I also have players that I follow. Jrue Holiday is one of them. Part of the reason I was enjoying the run for the Celtics is because of how big.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Big Jrue Holiday was. He's one of my favorite players. Clamps, baby. Give me a good, gritty defensive player. Obviously still follow LeBron James. Obviously still follow Steph Curry. Not only do I still follow players, but I will also acknowledge that more often than not, the players I follow are the superstars of the league. But Jason Tatum has not been a superstar of the league for a number of years. Very, very good player, no doubt. But I think he just kind of reached that level. Jaylen Brown. Here's two dudes in Brown and Tatum that C's fans have been saying for years, one of those guys has got to go. Neither one of them is going to be capable of winning with the other on the floor. But this team this year, like there was something complementary about them. Even though they are of similar size, similar height, similar build, similar games, unlike Luka and Kyrie, who never figured out how to get on the same page, as Keegan pointed out yesterday, when Kyrie is at his most effective, it's because Luka's on the bench and vice versa. Tatum and Brown figured out how to make their games work together, which says to me that they got dudes in the front office and they got coaches on the sideline who are giving them a if X, then Y set of formulas to work their games in with each other. And then they built that connection with each other that a lot of teams don't seem to have. I think a lot of the NBA still very much leans on, we need that dude. This is the conversation around the Lakers right now. This is why, unless they bring in somebody that both LeBron and Anthony Davis respect enough to listen to, the Lakers are cooked. And the Lakers are cooked because those guys can't seem to figure out how to get on the same page. LeBron James is not 28 anymore. That man is 40 damn years old, right? And because of that, LeBron wants to transition to a guy who is more of a facilitator. I have already given you my theory. I think when AD got brought to LA, the plan was for LeBron to take off the crown and to hand it to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis don't want it. He ain't got the Duvalls to be that guy. And so LeBron James has still got to be the guy. Well, if you're asking LeBron to still be the guy, that game does not translate to what Anthony Davis provides to you as well as it would if AD was the guy and LeBron was the facilitator. Then I look to the Celtics. And this is a team that, we'll talk to Hayden Asmario in the next segment and see if he agrees with me on this. When I look at Boston, and I look at the games where Jason Tatum isn't having his best game as a scorer, what happens? Jaylen Brown steps into that role. It allows Jason Tatum to step back, become the facilitator. Now he's still a threat with the basketball, even if he's not scoring, and vice versa. If Brown's shots aren't falling, Brown steps back, becomes the facilitator. Jason Tatum takes over. And if neither one of those guys are doing it, now they're running a two-guard offense, and they got Derek White and Porzingis and these other cats to make up those points because the assists come in droves for these teams. This Boston Celtics team, I said yesterday, I think there's a legacy to this team.
Let's hope not.
I think there's a legacy, and I think that legacy is going to continue next year. They are plus 280 to repeat. Plus 280. That means they are against the entire NBA, less than 3-1 to win the title again. And I think the reason why is because they did something that so many other teams over the years have forgotten how to do. And that is how to take superstars, but make an offense that is not built around a guy, but built around the games of those guys. I'm going to tell you, I busted up Joe Mazzulla all year long. I was like, yo, this isn't Mazzulla doing anything special. This is just having a great group of players. But post this finals run, aside from the fact that we found out yesterday that Joe Mazzulla has apparently been coaching these entire playoffs with a torn meniscus in his knee.
So?
Oh, yeah, MBD. No big deal, boys.
It's
just out there on a busted wheel roaming the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, that's not as big of a deal as a player doing it. Listen, Boston, I mean, congrats to them, but the NBA does not want them to win again because they do not have a bona fide superstar. You talked about superstars, but they don't have that guy that stands out that causes people to watch.
First off.
And if people aren't going to watch, that hurts the TV. And if it hurts the TV, it hurts the product.
I would say two things. First off, I think they have two of them now.
I don't know.
I think with Tatum getting his ring and Jaylen Brown getting an MVP, I think both of those guys become more must-watch.
Do they?
But number two, here's the thing. While I do agree that the NBA pushes a superstar, they're going to push LeBron. They're going to push Steph Curry. They're going to push the superstars of the league. Anthony Edwards next year is going to get unprecedented levels of coverage. Nikola Jokic, the revenge tour of the Joker is going to be a theme next year. Yeah, I agree with that
Edwards,
entirely.
Edwards has been chosen. And here's the thing. Has anyone from the Celtics been chosen? No, because they're kind of boring, and that's not what the NBA wants.
Here's the thing. I think they are boring, except for now they're the reigning defending undisputed. Now everybody's got a target to take down Beantown. And I do think that that makes their stars in their team more interesting. But here's the thought. I agree that the NBA pushes superstars. But at the end of the day, do I think the NBA fixes series in order to promote stars? No, I don't. Because if they did, Nikola Jokic would have been sitting at home on the repeat tour.
I never said that. I said they, do, I didn't they say don't you did. Like it.
Hang on. Because I'm not saying you said that. What I am saying is I think that I'm very animated about this because this is an important conversation to me and maybe me alone. We'll find out if Mario agrees. I do not think the NBA is going to the length of even tilting series to a superstar. Because again, if they did, Anthony Edwards is in the finals, not Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. If they did, I think Nikola Jokic is playing Anthony Edwards in the semis, not Luka Doncic in the Dallas Mavericks. So the league can push individual players all they want. But at the end of the day, the goal of the teams is to win titles. And I think between Denver last year and Boston this year, the theory now is you can have a superstar. You can have two superstars. But a great coach who builds an offense around that star, as happened with Brown and Tatum this year, as happened with Jokic and Murray last year when those two guys were playing so well off of each other and the offense played well around them playing off of each other, I think the secret is out now that basketball's not a 1v1v1v1v1 sport anymore. Basketball can be won and will be won by teams that are playing good team basketball.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.